Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Ola, it's Miles. How about this? Maybe you'd like to hear more of The Men's Room.
I know, you can't get enough of us. Subscribe to The Greatest Story Never Told on radio.com.
This is The Men's Room.
Forget it, man, and get with the countdown. Shake this square world and blast off for Kicksville. Kicksville. The Crippers, the Grasshoppers, the Hip Ones, all gathered in secrecy and flying high as a kite.
You're listening to The Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
What did you find or find out? 844-999-OLA.
Hello, Nathan. Welcome to The Men's Room.
Hola, bitch, hola.
Hola. So what did find out?
Well, what I found was when I was 19, so about 9 years ago, I was living with my dad, and he did photography. And so I was going through his desk to try and find some ink and paper so I could print off some pictures I was working on. And in doing so, I managed to find a whole stash of She-Mail pictures that he had printed off for his personal use for
masturbation.
Yeah, man.
Now, were these pictures that he took, or these are pictures that he printed off?
I believe they were ones he had printed off the internet.
Okay. Yeah. So it wasn't like you're sitting there and you could identify your kitchen or anything.
What's that?
You couldn't identify your kitchen in the background of any of these pictures, is what you're saying.
No.
Okay.
Right. No. But yeah, that was quite shocking to me, being the guy that he is. You know, he's Mr. All American woodsy outdoors guy, and here he is with that. Kind of threw me off a little bit.
Is he still married to your mom?
No. They actually divorced before I was even born.
All right. And has your dad ever?
Mom, maybe if possible.
Okay, does your dad go out with anybody now?
Yeah.
Okay. And is it a guy or is it a woman?
It's a woman.
Okay.
Well,
all right.
I don't know. I guess he's just got his odd quirks when it comes to pornography, I guess.
I don't know. I just figured, if I wanted to get
something. Yeah, that's his porn lover. Yeah. You know how that is.
Right. Okay.
Damn.
That's his porn persona.
Yeah. That would be a surprise, though.
I don't know what the right word is. Feminine, right?
Right.
So obviously he's still going to date women.
Sure.
You know? What did you find or find out? 844-999. Hold on.
Hello, Linda. Welcome to the men's room.
2 inches of cheese.
Right. Hola.
Hola.
I found out that my great-great-grandfather murdered a man.
Oh, damn.
Did he get caught?
Well, he actually shot the guy in the back. The guy landed in the snowbank next to the walkway, and then he held the cops off from picking up the body for about a day because they finally subdued him and took him to jail.
All right, now what is the story? Why did this happen?
Well, apparently the guy, through nefarious means, bought the property out from underneath him and then was trying to get him out, so he was harassing him every day and going over there. And apparently my great-great-grandfather just had enough and pulled out the shotgun and shot him.
And was he trying to keep him like a dog so he could eat him later? I mean, why did he guard the body? You know what I mean? Like, who cares?
He was just mad and he wanted it to lay there so everybody knew.
Damn. I'd be the opposite if I killed. I don't want anyone to know.
He proved his point, but he ended up spending the rest of his life in jail, I'm guessing, right?
No, he died a month into being in prison.
Oh, he timed it out.
Yeah, perfect.
I know. You can't take my land. I'm going to die.
So is this on your mom or dad's side?
It was on my mom's side.
And did that streak continue?
No, I don't think so. Other than the fact that the men on that side of the family were all mean.
You don't say.
Yeah.
Okay.
The man who shot another man in the back with a shotgun may have been mean.
And left him laying there so people knew.
Right.
Yeah.
I'd have never guessed that he was mean.
Mean.
Because otherwise he sounded so pleasant. Like, yeah, we get it. He's
like the joke.
He murdered a man in the snow.
Ugh.
He's mean. Hello, Dave. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, the cholas.
Hola.
Always wanted to do that. So, about 10 years ago, my good buddy was doing some scout for hunting over on the east side of Washington, Yakima. And he's kind of just walking around minding his own business. And on public land, he comes across about an acre full of a marijuana farm.
All right.
Hey now.
Was it ready to go?
Yeah. he didn't get that quite close. Unfortunately, you know, people are quite protective of that.
Yeah, because the guy, the guy with the AR-15 who came up to him and goes, hey, buddy, what are you doing here?
Exactly. And so, you know, we dibble-dabbled in that stuff back then, too. So we were fine with it. But on public lands, you know, that's kind of not doesn't fly with us. So he ended up calling it in to the state, and he got $5,000 for letting them know.
What?
They came in and got rid of the entire field.
I would imagine we weren't there for that. He just came back to town and said,
"Well, if you know what's going on, were the plants budding? Were they close, or were they? How far along were they?"
You know, he said he didn't get that close, and he didn't want to just because of
protective
people. Well, wait, those things.
So you called it in. Now, did you call it in because they have armed people guarding their stash, or because you had a problem with the stash being there at all?
No, exactly. The first one, armed people guarding the stash and, you know, public lands. And, you know, it's public. It's not your own property. If it's your own property, hey, ride on. We'll take some, too. But,
if it's public property,
it's for everybody.
Yeah, exactly. Why not?
It's like what public means.
Right.
I mean, sorry, man. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's one of the good things about the legalization of marijuana is that those guys don't matter anymore because it's legal.
Imagine that.
How about that?
Huh.
Yeah, no guys guarding.
Nobody saw that
fields,
coming
with machine guns. That is what. That's one hell of an advantage when you're hiking with your family. You know what I mean? Last thing you want to do is stumble upon a grow operation with guys with big jugs of chemicals and AR-15s. What did you find or find out? 844-999 Ola.
Hello, Mike. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, bitcholas.
Hola.
What's going on, guys?
How are you, sir?
I'm fantastic. I'm on my way home.
Okay. What did you find or find out?
What's that?
So what did you find or find out?
When I was 6 years old, I was bouncing on my bed and bounced off the bed and hit the bed frame and hit myself in the head pretty bad.
Okay.
So come to find out 45 years later, I wasn't bouncing on the bed. One of my sister's friends was laying on his back. And you know how you lay on your back and someone sits on your feet and they push them with your legs? We called it Superman.
Yeah. I remember that. You get one person, so I'm facing you, one person kneels behind you, I push you, you fall back.
Right.
Exactly. So he pushed me right into the wall, knocked my butt out, and I went into a coma.
Well, how long were you in a coma?
I think I was in a coma for 3 days, which isn't too bad, but my mom said I was sitting on the couch, and I was sitting there staring at the TV, and I wasn't moving. She's slapping me, screaming my name, Michael! Yeah, they had to take me to the ER and emergency room, and I was there for, I think it was Halloween, too, actually. So, yeah, good times.
Sounds awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Good God. Yeah. I mean, I don't know why they wouldn't have just told you that. You know what I mean?
Like, well, you're knocked out,
some kids were playing. Yeah. You busted your head.
Mm-hmm. Just got to give you the story real quick here before we read your emails. Just a few days after news broke that a woman found out her puppy bought from a Chinese pet store last year is actually a fox, another pet owner has come to a similar conclusion. According to The Independent, 2 years ago, Su Yun from the Yunnan province of China bought a puppy on vacation, believing it to be a Tibetan Mastiff, and she brought the animal home. From day one, Yun and her family were impressed by their pet's massive appetite. The dog reportedly chowed down a box full of fruit. That's a Chinese dog joke. And two buckets of noodles every day, which is a lot. But it wasn't until the pet reached 250 pounds and started walking around on its hind legs, they realized that they had made a huge mistake.
That's what it took. That's what it took for them to figure out it wasn't a dog.
The dog is actually an Asiatic black bear. And since the family is slightly and reasonably afraid of wild bears and is not capable of caring for one of the large creatures, they have since transferred their former family pet to the Yunnan Wildlife Rescue Center, where it will receive proper care from wildlife professionals who handle bears. But
come
yes,
on.
Look,
ironically,
I'm sorry.
That Mastiff is used to fight off bears.
Is it really?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's almost like the video, and we saw this. I'm sure you've seen this. Everybody had to see it. Of the French family that goes to the cheetah safari park and decides to get out of their car.
Yeah.
And you go, how in the hell did you not know this? Like,
but like,
how are you this dumb?
You went to a safari park.
And you get out of your car.
But I would assume at any safari park, they have the signs repeatedly posted like, hey, and just remember, in case you're an idiot, stay in your car, maybe keep your windows rolled up, right? But they get out, and they do it twice.
It's amazing. It's absolutely dumbfounding.
But to be fair, they were not attacked.
But what's great is, whatever language they're speaking, and I did not know what language it is, when they're dropping the cuss words, man, it's straight up English.
All English.
It's F-bombs, it's S-bombs.
It's amazing those cats didn't attack her.
Oh, they're big cats, man. You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This is the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
All right, Ryan Castle, the drunken charge, is coming in momentarily to sit and spin. And as they say, it's better to look good than to feel good. Today we are going to get 10 songs that make you feel good. According to science, 10 songs that can make you feel better and will brighten up your spirits a little bit. That's coming up with the drunken charge as we will sit and spin. Our question, what did you find or find out? Here come those emails in the Men's Room at mensroomlive.com.
You've got
And thank you for those today. We're going to skip through most of them just because of time, but get a few of these birthday shout-outs in. I'd like to wish my son Cameron a happy 14th birthday. Can you send him a Your Penis Is Too Small because his brothers would love that? Thanks, guys. That's from Brenda. Joel is my son, Caden, is 16 today. He is a friggin' beast, 6'3", nearly 300 pounds. So to build his confidence, give him a Your Penis Is Too Small and a What the F Is That, Bro? Thanks, guys, from Rich.
Oh, my God, what the f*** is that, bro?
Hola, Cholos, I just turned a quarter century. Hopefully, I don't party too hard and end up in jail tonight. Could I get a big, fat bong rip? And a Your Penis Is Too Small. Thank you, guys, and keep on rocking. That from Richard. Hopefully that woman has found a man with a bigger penis.
By now, you think so. She has.
Guys, it's my 27th today, and I've officially been listening to your show for a full decade. You guys make me laugh. Thanks for that. How about some dirty Germans talking about my allergy to dairy? Please don't hold back. Sincerely, Austin.
Yeah, it is a shame that you're allergic to dairy, because I was going to have you milk me tonight.
Yeah, and don't worry. Your allergy will not stop you from drinking dead milk.
It's kind of like a nut milk. It's an almond milk.
Yeah.
Yeah,
but they are not almonds.
Yeah, and it comes from something a little bit bigger than an almond. A little bit.
Hello, Charles. I've been listening for 5 years. 28th birthday today. Can I get a turtle wax whether your penis is too small and an uh-oh look out in the pause? It'll make my day. Thanks, bitches. You're the best. Keep me laughing every day, so thanks for that. That from Celia.
Uh-oh, look out.
A lot of small penises today. Oh, please sing the birthday song for my future son-in-law, Jake. Give him a Your Penis Is Too Small and Dirty Germans Talking About Baseball. That from Scott.
Yeah, the best thing about baseball, obviously, is sliding in the mud.
Yeah, what about the amount of used catchers, Mitch?
Mitch.
I do like Mitch.
There's bags involved of rosin.
And Mitch.
Sticks.
Yeah, pine tar.
All the bitches in Wob, and today is my buddy and coworker Dustin's 29th birthday. Having a big old Leroy Jenkins and the Dirty Germans talking about working in manholes. Thanks, guys. That from Michael.
Let's do this. Leroy Jenkins!
Yeah, I do not have much experience in manholes, but tonight I plan on working extra hard.
Yeah, last time I was in a manhole, it was nice. Spacious.
All the bitches. How about a shout-out to Kevin, the Beefmaster, for his birthday? Gonna get the Dirty Germans talking about his grass-fed steaks. That from the Bearded Viking.
Yeah, I'm not exactly sure how you plan to feed my penis grass.
Yeah, I mean, he is the Beefmaster because it's a grass-fed beef.
Bitches like to make a birthday request for my fiance Sheena, Queen of the Jungle. She's 30 years old, and she is requesting Ted doing his hype man pre-made patties. LARP on, guys. That from Daniel.
Pre-made patties!
Guys, thanks to my sexy boyfriend, Michael Walter Healy III, who listens to your show every day. I'm now an avid listener, too. You guys rock, and Ted, I love your laugh. He's 34 today and never wants anything for his birthday, so I was thinking, a birthday song from you guys, maybe an original fish sandwich and a Leroy Jenkins, along with mind-blowing sex tonight. Do you guys think that would be an acceptable compromise and gift? What do you think? Thanks again for making our ride home from work great and rock on. That from Miss Angela.
Fish sandwich?
Let's do this.
Guy's name is Stephanie. I would like to wish my amazing husband Robert the best birthday. Could you give him some Dirty Germans? Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
Yeah, you know, the one of the nicknames for Robert is Bob, and that is what your head will be doing tonight.
Yeah. You know, sometimes the Germans like to say the same thing.
Yeah, were you thinking that too?
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, Bob.
This is my friend Neil.
Yeah, bring him.
Yeah, just don't puke.
Don't be like that one man's mother.
She's lonely now.
Gentlemen, today's my 40th. How about turtle wax, please? With maybe Aussie Ted giving play-by-play as they're having sex. That from Squirrel.
Hey, they were down under. Seen it 100 times. Now the tortoise is getting real. Oh, did he stop? Oh, there he is. Uh-oh. Move back, right? It'll be a big one. Oh, yeah, it is.
Hello, Michelle. Today's my awesome friend Celia's birthday. She got me into listening to you all, and I'm forever grateful, so I was hoping you all could give her a toast in the form of talking all over each other about Jameson Irish whiskey. Cheers, guys. That from Grandpa Cecil.
I tell you what, man. Jameson one thing Irish about Jameson Irish whiskey, is everybody has a story. It doesn't matter who you are, man.
Lately. It's not like Jack
and one delicious. Smooth and just sweet goes out of
my ass.
That's why it's a nightmare, friend.
Jameson.
Gentlemen, I wanted to send birthday wishes to my wife, Christy, amazing wife and mother who has to deal with three crazy boys. She lugs around the tank that is our 1-year-old, has to read one or four stories a night to our 4-year-old, and she does it all with more patience than I could ever have. How can she get a little kid face sandwich and some creepy German from Thrill and Ted about driving BMWs?
Fish sandwich!
Yeah, I have a BMW I want to park in your garage, my big massive Willy.
Yeah, it's the creepiest thing about BMWs is how you always have to drive so close to the other dude's bumper. Mm-hmm. Those things.
That, by the way, from Colin, Deacon, and Nate. Guys, my awesome husband, Adam, pronounced fish, is 47. Can you give him a little kid fish sandwich and some turtle sex? Sex plus he deserves more, but that comes later. That from Amy.
Fish sandwich!
And finally, guys, I want to wish a happy birthday to my son, who's turning 6 today. I love you. I am proud of you. Flush the goddamn toilet. Love Thrill. Your
that
dad.
That is correct.
All right, guys, here we go.
Happy birthday. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you. Bitches.
Yaws of Dirty Germans, brought to you by Men's Room Original Sausage. Available through Uli's World Famous Sausage, mensroomlive.com, and other fine retailers. Mmm, Schweineflat.
Couple more real quick here. Guys, if you are at all Andre the Giant fans, as we were talking about his documentary, how spectacular it was on HBO, still is, if you haven't checked it out. Guys, you've got to read Carrie L's book, As You Wish. That is a book about the making of the movie The Princess Bride. Amazingly funny, honest stories about Andre. Caca, guys. Couple more. as far as your neighbor story. Guys, when I was 19, I lived in my first apartment. Upstairs neighbor was the worst. She had two dogs who would run back and forth, causing so much noise at all hours of the night and day, as if the incessant barking weren't enough. She always had her friends park in my assigned space. Let's see here. Things were pretty quiet for a few weeks. Let's see here. What do we say here? I did my best to address it myself, but finally decided to talk to the apartment manager. Things were pretty quiet for a few weeks until my boss called me into her office. She closed the door and told me that she received complaints from my upstairs neighbor about loud screaming and sex noises coming from my apartment at all hours of the night. Yeah. Did I mention I worked as a leasing agent at the apartment complex I lived in? So that was awkward. Needless to say, my neighbor messed with the wrong girl. She received a notice that we were unable to renew her lease and she would need to find another place to live in just a few days. We did give her 60 days notice. It's been over 10 years since that went down, and I'm still not sorry. Bye-bye, neighbor. That from the lovely Jess from Orange County. And one more. Hola, Bicholas, I just have to say I listened to your show twice, now on the podcast. Each time I laugh so hard my abs hurt and I look like I am crying. Thank you, fellas, for making my daily grind full of laughter. Days like this I have headphones on and get the oddest looks from my coworkers. So right now, I want a quarter pounder with cheese and mac sauce or peanut butter and dippy egg burger. Yes, Ted, dippy, not drippy. Keep on rocking. That from Katie Sanders.
Yes, friends, it's time once again for Sit and Spin. Let's gather around the old radio and listen to some swellerific new music.
We are real science. Real science today on Sit and Spin. This was put together
by a neurologist.
A neurologist.
Yeah, he conducted a study to determine the 10 most uplifting songs, and for his analysis, he focused on technical things like lyrical theme, musical key, and tempo. So, for example, Come On Eileen from Dexy's Midnight Runners.
Come on, Eileen.
Upbeat song, you know, fun lyrics.
Yeah.
Great for everybody, except for Eileen.
Okay, well, maybe she liked it. Maybe that's where she wanted it.
No. I think I misunderstood the
perhaps
song.
Oh, what do you mean? Are they saying, like, come on, like, let's go?
Like, come over.
Like, hurry up.
Yeah,
no.
She didn't want to go.
I thought they were saying do his way. Hey, when you're done, Eileen's down with that.
No idea.
Few caveats on the list.
I had no idea.
Yeah. The songs he considered were from the past 50 years, but really that doesn't matter because they all actually happened within a 10-year window, coincidentally.
I'm going to guess all
80s. A 20-year window. Window between the 1966 and 1986, and also
those were fun times.
The poll was conducted in the United Kingdom.
That's all you need to know. Okay.
But real science today, these are songs that are guaranteed to make you feel good. These are uplifting
songs today.
We'll give Steve, you money back.
You say that you're going to go.
I'm a cynic. I am grumpy. It is my nature.
All right.
Blame my parents. So, my mother, by the way, is a wolf, so I understand.
I have also been accused over the years of being crabby, and also I have been referred to as a sourpuss.
All right, so we're gonna go feel good.
Well, you got to be a
feel good FG or sourpuss. SP
okay.
On your voting
and
for
I'll
these
let you
songs
know, FG
because
or
you said
SP.
You're 50%. So we're gonna
that's
find
my
out
guess. I don't
these
know
these songs
the list.
Actually will make you feel good. About these.
Number 10.
No. Oh, yeah.
No. I do not like this song. No.
It's this is an up-tempo song called Walking on Sunshine.
I understand that, and I
don't
hate
know
it.
What could be higher
Steve
on the list than
this one sour puss vote.
This is a sour.
Turn this up.
Don't do that.
He can't even feel good.
Though.
It's
time to feel good right now.
What I hate is the song makes me angry, man. This is so stupid. Like,
it's a fun song. They're excited. They're in love.
That's Katrina
good.
And the Waves from 1985.
For that.
Yeah, they're having such a good
You'll
time.
You'll be in love with me quiet. I don't care. You're not in love with me.
We'll play Johnny Cash's version of Hurt.
That's what I said earlier. Play Hurt.
Here's a 10 songs.
SBCA ad with
that supposedly will make you feel good.
Number 9.
Oh,
now go.
Oh, yeah.
Walk out the door.
FG.
Let's turn around now.
FG.
Now, you know why Thrill likes this song?
Why's that?
Because she's telling somebody that fall.
Yeah, he is. Well, in the Kate
maybe
version, they actually do, don't they?
But it's a happy
she's feeling
you.
Empowered because that's you.
I think, yeah. I think when Kate covered this song, they did drop that bomb, didn't they?
I think they did, yeah.
Get the F out of here.
She knows she's still alive.
I'm a sucker for a good cover. Cake's cover of I Will Survive, fantastic.
Yeah, good stuff.
She's not walking on sunshine.
So far, one vote.
She's walking on your grave, bitch.
One vote each way on feeling good or being a sourpuss here on what we believe to be 10 songs that are guaranteed to make you feel good.
Eight, number 8.
FG-ish.
Remove your feelings for John Bon Jovi and the band Bon Jovi and take the song on its merit alone. This is a feel-good song.
What's your vote?
It's a FG.
FG.
All
FG. Right.
You're going to sing it.
Reluctant happiness.
Right? I know. I'm trying not to smile.
We're at 66% right now.
Okay. All right. These are 10 songs to make you feel good on 10 Spin.
Number 7.
I get sour personality. I want her to have fun.
You do.
I don't want her to sing to me about it if this is the way you choose to express it.
As I was dancing behind Robin there and I saw that look come across your face, I thought for sure we were going to get a
match. What does she do now? A dandruff commercial? What is that?
Psoriasis.
Oh, psoriasis.
Okay.
It's like, she probably has that too.
When's the last time I heard from Cyndi Lauper?
Dude,
singing the Goonie song in my head while driving through Astoria.
Roots. That's all Cyndi Lauper, right?
All right.
Yeah.
Okay. These are 10 songs that make you feel good on 6th.
Number 6.
When I saw her face, now I'm a believer.
Yeah, I'm not. I just.
No.
I want you to picture Mickey Dolenz and Peter Tork with big smiles on their faces swinging back and forth.
Hey, man, look. There is no doubt that they are happy doing it, but the song sucks and I hate it. I mean, I'm sorry, man. I just don't like the song.
You must be great at it.
Isn't there a better way to believe?
We have two votes.
I bet you get invited to a lot of parties.
Two of these songs so far have actually made Steve feel good. Three have not.
Yeah.
On 10 songs that make you feel good on City Spin.
This one's a winner.
Number 5.
Oh, yeah.
FG.
How can you not like this song?
Can't, Miles.
Nope.
You know, we used to cover this song. We should do it again.
We're tied up here.
We killed it.
We are
in a bad way. It was.
We're better now.
This was one of the worst attempts, dude. We tried to play Eye of the Tiger live, right? We were stoked.
Not only once, I think we played it in like three shows poorly, three times.
It was so bad.
Just didn't want to give up on it.
It was so bad.
But you still butchered it.
Oh, yeah.
All right. We're tied at 50% here on Feel Good and Sour Puss. 10 songs to make you feel good. We made it to number 4.
I don't forget about this next one.
Number 4.
This is my first time.
I don't blame you.
I would sourpuss just about everything Billy Joel did.
You sourpuss in this?
Yeah, come on, man.
Okay.
This is just bad doo-wop, dude. There's a reason doo-wop ended.
Sourpuss now in the lead. We're getting down to the nitty-gritty here.
I'm concerned here.
10 songs that supposedly make you feel good. Yeah.
Number 3. I'm picking up good vibrations.
Top that.
I mean, when I hear surf music, naturally my black ass perks up.
Hey, let's go hang.
Yeah.
Hang 10.
Let's go hang 10, man.
Yeah. Aloha.
We're tied up, man. We're tied.
Aluni Lapa.
Yeah, have a break. All right, we're tied. We're tied, and we're at number 2 here on 10 songs guaranteed to make you feel good.
Number 2.
Yeah, FG, man.
Yeah. Look out. ABBA takes it over the top. The feel-good songs are now winning on Sit and Spin, according to Steve. So
he's glowing.
We've got 5 votes.
They're the original...
That you say actually make you feel good.
They're the original IKEA franchise.
Really are.
That is not true.
They got back together.
That's right.
Did they get back together?
They did.
How about that, huh? All right, we've made it to number 1. These are supposedly 10 songs that make you feel good on Sit and Spin.
The winner right here.
Number 1. Stop me now. I'm having such a good time.
It's too stupid, not
of course. Even though it's in a car commercial now, still it's great.
Feel good wins over the sour.
What was the final count?
6-4.
What did I guess?
60%. 60%
love. I'm 40% sourpuss, 60% love.
Good stuff there.
I like your sourpuss side too.
Still to come with Drinking Toast coming up. The shot of the day. What you don't need to know goes to China for some NBA action. That's all coming up next. You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Hola, bitches. You're listening to The Men's Room.
In 4 minutes, we'll drink a toast with a shout out, but first,
we're full of useless information, and you have far too many brain cells not to let us kill a few. So lend an ear while the men's room shares what you don't need to know.
All right, maybe no, maybe you don't know, but the NBA is in fact a very big deal in China.
Absolutely.
And the fans there have, believe it or not, created their own nicknames for their favorite players. Now, when they're transferred back into English, they aren't exactly flattering. In fact, some of them are kind of hilarious, to be honest with
you. Do you feel that they're accurate?
It depends on the player.
Okay. All right.
Nick Capper, who is a historian of modern East Asia, recently shared a bunch of them on Twitter, and here are some of the highlights that he found. All right. So LeBron James in China is known as the Little Emperor.
Okay, well, King James.
So he's going to be the Little Emperor.
Not so bad.
Russell Westbrook. He is known as Wee Dude because he looks like a lot like his character that's on the Wii.
Still not awful. Right. All right.
Steph Curry.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy.
His nickname is F's the Sky. Others for him include, meaning that he gets up so much that he's just up there having sex. He's up for a long time.
But, like, that's his nickname.
Sprout God and elementary school students are also some of his nicknames.
Sprout God.
Sprout God. Kobe Bryant is called Snail Shell because of his resemblance to a turtle or a snail. Manu Ginobili's nickname in Chinese translates into the Demon Blade.
Wow.
So for most of the players, that's actually pretty cool. And the Demon Blade.
Yeah, they'd make a bad movie with that name.
The Giant Shark is? Any ideas? Former player?
Giant Shark.
He's a giant man. We see him all the time on TNT.
Barkley.
Shaquille O'Neal is the Giant Shark. Klay Thompson.
They just called him fat or something.
They do as well, yes.
All right.
Yes, they do.
Damn, Ted. Miles trying to take the high road. Yep. Here you are, Dr. Goldfat.
China's nickname for NBA players. Who do they call the melon?
The melon?
The melon. It's right there in the name. Carmelo Anthony.
Oh, okay. All right.
School Bag Do. Who do they call School Bag Do?
Kevin Durant.
You know why?
Because he used to rock a bag all
the
time.
He used to walk into his press conferences and into the games there rocking a backpack, so they call him School Bag Do. Charles Barkley, by the way, is the... Oh, boy. The Flying Pig.
Oh.
Yes.
What do we used to call him? The Round Mound of Rebound? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but that's a lot better than the Flying Pig. Michael Jordan is known as the Gang Boss because he controls everything.
Sure. The best.
Tony Parker, the Little French Sports Car.
All right.
Renault.
Mm-hmm. James Harden, any idea what his nickname is in China?
Long Beard.
Kid.
The Big Beard.
Yeah. Okay.
The Big Beard is correct.
You're the beard.
Let's see. Scottie Pippen.
Penis.
Well, no Tippin Pippin was what he was known as here, right?
Yeah. How about just the boss's associate?
Yes. That's you are right there. Second, he's known as in China, second best under heaven. Which means he's not the best. He was the second best.
He was always there with the best.
He was.
This is a cool one. What's Kevin Garnett's nickname in China? He's called
Yellow Eye.
King of the Wolves.
Damn.
Because he used to be Timberwolves. Sure. Their greatest player in franchise history. How about Steve Nash? Based
the white
on his
guy.
Hair. Son of the Wind.
Son of the Wind?
Yes.
They make him sound mystical.
Joel Embiid, what did they call him?
Oh, it's a new one.
It is. And they think he's going to be something special. So they've given him a pretty good nickname.
The Tall King.
The Great One.
Yeah, it's a pretty good nickname.
Tim Duncan is the Stone Buddha. You guys
see him as a Buddha?
Do you guys have any idea what they might name old Anthony Davis?
Something about his eyebrow?
Thick brow.
Thick brow.
Thick brow. Thick brow. Paul Gasol.
It's a monster.
They call him sister-in-law because that's what Gasol sounds like in their language. So, unfortunately, he is known as sister-in-law. And Chris Paul.
Commercial guy.
CP3. Oh, okay. That's pretty cool. There you go. What you don't need to know. All right, Wobbin, we made the ring of time.
Somebody out there deserves to be recognized. Austin Hill! And the men's room knows just who it is. So to you, we say, bottoms up, sailor. You're the toast of our shot of the day.
Drink time it is, and as usual, we head to the drink desk and Stephen Throw Hill to find out who we're toasting.
Yes, indeed. And today we toast 30-year-old Johanna Sandstrom of a place I cannot possibly pronounce in Sweden. All you need to know is that she went to a local tattoo studio. She wanted to get the names of her two children inked on her arm. So after she figured out the correct placement and all that, the artist did his thing, and Joanna goes home with her now permanent declaration of love for her kids. Kids, by the way, are Nova and Kevin. Now, sadly, Kevin's name, it was misspelled. So instead of saying Kevin, it said Kelvin with an L. So when Joanna, when she discovered the mistake, she broke down in tears, right? They said she was not in a good place for hours. But finally, she went back to get a refund from the artist. And he agreed to give her the refund, but he said, look, you know, you need to look at this before I actually start doing the work. That's one, second guess. But the best I can do is give you a referral to a tattoo removal clinic. And so she pursued it, but when she discovered that the removal process would take multiple painful treatments, she and her husband took a different course of action. They legally changed their son's name from Kevin to Kelvin.
Well, that solves that,
problem
I guess.
Solved.
How old's a kid? Hopefully he's not like 25.
I'm not sure, man. I don't think he's super old.
What now, Mom?
It was 2 years ago she got the tattoo. She's been trying to figure out what to do. And in the end, the husband's like,
well, if he's two or three, maybe it's okay.
Maybe he just scaled it back a bit.
What do you mean? Is it Kelvin scale. There's not a lot of Kelvin jokes.
Stuck that one in there.
Yeah. I'll give it to you. Yeah, there's not a lot of Kelvin
jokes. That was a rare opportunity.
But that is, okay. But still, I was just like, damn, you change your kid's name to match your tattoo.
Yeah.
That's love, kids. Mm-hmm. We pour this booze and we drink this booze because we think it's yummy.
Yummy!
So over the tongue and down the throat to party in our tummies.
Down the hola, bitchola! Let's get to caller 9 on the line right now for Profile This. 844-999-OLA.
The shenanigans continue on the Men's Room Radio Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.